Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to Glenshall Presbyterian Church on this very frosty January day in 2025. I hope you're having all a happy new year. We have a very full agenda today. We have communion. We're welcoming a new member, and we're also doing installation ordination of officers here today. With that, and also session is meeting this week at 6:30. Is that what we're doing now? We'll be meeting in the church to talk to Ing and consider some ideas for the church in the future. And I know that in the back, if you haven't picked up your envelopes for 2025, please pick them up. And I know Carol's been going around and handing out history for giving. If you haven't gotten it and want to get it, you know, see Carol. She'll take care of you. Any other announcements? Okay, with that, we'll turn over to Tom.
Precious children of God, join me as we call one another to worship on this Lord's Day. We gather to seek, find, and follow the light. So let us follow the example of the Magi as we begin this new year, turning our faces to God, whose glory shows up among us as a vulnerable child, a poor carpenter, and a foot-washing servant, who is the salvation of the world.
Today we are called, arise, shine, for your light has come.
God's light is present in this world, present in the Christ child, born to lead us out of darkness, present in the star, and in all that guides us to love.
We gather to seek, find, and follow the light.
The Magi followed a star to find a small child who is the light of the world.
We gather to seek, find, and follow the light in our worship this day.
As able, please rise, stand, and join your voices, hearts, and lives in praise as we open our service with angels from the realms of glory. Together in one voice, we bring our prayer of confession. Merciful God, we confess our sins against you and one another, and pray that you will fill us with your light, that we may live our lives as true disciples in your name, without counting the cost. In the name of Christ, the one who showed us the way, we pray. And in this moment of silence, make your personal confession. Hear this, Scripture says, when anyone lives in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. Thanks be to God. So together, let us confirm and affirm the faith that we believe. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Send your greeting, your smile, your wave to those present near you.
On behalf of Session President Barbara Cross, who has been received into membership of this congregation.
Barbara, you come now to us already as a member of the one Holy Catholic Church into which you were baptized and by which you have been nurtured. We are one with each other, sisters and brothers in the family of God. We rejoice in the gifts you bring to us as you join with us in the worship and service of this congregation. So I will ask you, Barbara, will you be Christ's faithful disciple, obeying his word and showing his love? Will you?
Yes, I will, with the help of God.
Barbara, will you be a faithful member of this congregation, share in its worship and ministry through your prayers and gifts, your study and service, and so fulfill your calling to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? Will you?
Yes, I will, with the help of God.
Join with me as we pray. Holy God, we praise you for calling us to be a servant people and for gathering us into the body of Christ. We thank you for choosing to add to our number this sister in faith. Together, may we live in your spirit and so love one another that we may have the mind of Jesus Christ. O Lord, uphold Barbara by your Holy Spirit. Daily increase in her your gifts of grace, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, in the communion and power of the Holy Spirit, be with you now and forever.
People, with joy
and thanksgiving, welcome you to share with us in the ministry of Christ, for we are all one in him.
And after service, I invite everyone to come up to meet Barbara after service up front.
Amen. Thank you. Invited to join me in prayer this morning, and as usual, we have our list of those who we're praying for on the back of the bulletin. Rom and Ella, Betty, Mary, Nancy, Connie, Veronica. And so to add to those names, we have going into the hospital this week for more heart work and testing. Patty, would you raise your hand so we know who you are? So Patty's going into Shadyside on Wednesday, and we trust and hope and pray that test will send you to the right place and to the right healing. If you will keep Patty in your heart this week, would you just raise your hand? Raise your hand if she's in your heart this week. Patty, do you see this?
Yeah.
We're all with you, and we surround you with our love this day and the days ahead. So let us join together as we pray for one another and as we pray for the world. Let us pray. God of today, tomorrow, and yesterday, as we begin this new year, we find ourselves watching, hoping, that we will meet you in every breath, in every day, in every challenge, in every moment of rejoicing, and every moment of challenge. We long for clarity of a star in the sky or a voice in the clouds declaring your presence in our very lives. Make yourself known to us. Do only what you can do for us. Reach into our spirits to give us a blessing of confidence that grace is real, we are not alone, you will meet us at every moment to come. Remind us that we are beloved in your eyes. We don't have gold or frankincense or myrrh. We haven't thrown off our shoes to honor you on holy ground. We haven't been baptized in the Jordan River. We haven't spent many days traveling here by camel. We're not the Magi. We're not Moses. We're not the Messiah. But we are yours. Body and soul. And so we bring ourselves to this day, this moment in worship, to catch again a saving glimpse of your wonder, your splendor. So speak to our hearts and lives once again. We lift up the broken, the fallen, the hurting, in our homes and communities. We lift up those who are listed in the bulletin. We lift up Patty. We lift up others that we love. And in this silence, we offer our prayers for them. Holy God, you call us your beloved. You are with us in our joy. You are with us in our sorrow. Even as we pray, you are with us here as well. So with grateful hearts, we unite our voices in prayer using the words your Son Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Once again, we rise as able and join hearts and voices in praise. Thank you. Please be seated. We bring our gifts of praise.
John 1, 1 through 9. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world.
The light shines in the darkness. Let us pray. Oh God, may the words proclaimed this day in this place and in every pulpit and land be a proclamation of the light of the world into our lives, this and every day. Amen. Tony Campolo has probably preached in more places than anyone who has ever lived. Not to more people. I mean, Billy Graham, of course, would hold the trophy for that because of the huge numbers who would come to his rallies and television. And so the number of people, yes, Tony wouldn't have that distinction, but I'm sure he's preached the gospel in more places than anyone who has ever lived. I looked one time at his schedule and I couldn't breathe. This is impossible. Spokane on Monday, and San Antonio on Wednesday, and Boston on Friday. I mean, almost every day was filled with some place that he was going to. He's preached in cathedrals and in churches and in retreats and all kinds of places, everywhere, all the time. Started as a young man. He died in November of this past year. In his last two or three years, he was not able to travel. He had two or three strokes. But he was living in this retirement center outside Philadelphia, and about 20 people would show up, and he was still preaching to 20 people. I figured, if Tony Campello can preach to 20 people, I can preach to 30. So I'll just keep going. He died at 89, I'm 82. I got a couple more years to go. And I'm not going to stop until I have to. Tony Campello was one of the preachers that Bill Clinton called. He had four or five pastors he called. But when he went to the Monica Lewinsky thing, he needed spiritual help. He needed somebody to pray for him. He needed some pastors to surround him and put their hands on him and make him straighten up his life and live the way he was supposed to. And so Tony was one of those four preachers who helped the president get back on track. People tell his stories, retell his stories. Now that he died a couple months ago, they're telling them all the more. And so here's one. Tony Campello was invited to preach in Honolulu, Hawaii. God, please call me to preach there sometime in January or February. Well, he flew from Philadelphia to Honolulu, and of course his clock was all off. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, he was hungry for breakfast. So he got out of bed and he walked two or three blocks to a local diner. And he ordered breakfast and he introduced himself to the guy who owned the diner. His name was Harry. And as he was eating his breakfast, all of a sudden, eight or nine women walk into the diner. The prostitutes were off work at 3 o'clock. And they all came into the diner, and there was Tony sitting at the stool, and this woman sat next to him, and a bunch of other prostitutes, and they were loud and boisterous. And the woman who was sitting next to him, her name was Agnes, she said to the other eight or nine, she said, "Tomorrow is my birthday." And one of the other women said, "What do you want, a birthday party or something?" No, I've never had a birthday party in my whole life. I was just saying, tomorrow is my birthday." And so after a while, they had their meal and they went out. And Tony said, so sitting at the at the counter, and he says to Harry, he says, "Do these women come in here every night, morning at 3 o'clock like this?" "Every day," he says. "They come in here every day." Tony says, "You know, could we have a birthday party tomorrow?" And Harry says, "Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Tomorrow is Agnes's birthday. I'll bake the cake." Tony says, "I'll decorate this place." And so the next morning, about 2:30, Tony shows up with balloons and crepe paper, and they decorate the whole diner with happy birthday, and Harry has made a birthday cake. Sure enough, 3 o'clock. Not only did the eight or nine women who were there the night before, but word got out, and so there were all the great prostitutes of Honolulu had showed up. 3 o'clock in the morning. And Agnes comes in, and she can hardly stand up. Her knees are shaking. She's never in her life had a birthday party. And they sang happy birthday to her. And Harry brings forth a cake and she tries to blow out the candles. But Harry has to help her. And Harry gives her an eye and says, okay, let's cut the cake and so we can have a party. And Agnes says, would you mind just giving me a couple minutes? I want to take this cake home. I'll be right back, but could you just wait for me just a couple minutes? Now, we don't know what happens, but I'm thinking, I'm using my imagination. She goes home. And I don't know if she presents the cake to her cat or to her lover or to her mother or to a child, but she must have. She has never had a cake. She has never had a birthday party. While she is gone, everyone's quiet. They're waiting for Agnes to come back. And Tony says, well, let's pray. And Tony had everyone bow their heads and close their eyes, a congregation of prostitutes. And Tony Campolo gives a prayer. And when he's finished, Harry says, hey, mister, I didn't know you were a preacher. What kind of church do you preach at? Tony says, I preach at a church that gives birthday parties to prostitutes at 3 o'clock in the morning. And Harry sneers, he says, that ain't true. There ain't no church like that. And if there was a church like that, I would join it. But I think there is one like that. I think there's a church just like that. And I think Harry and Agnes and all her friends, you would welcome at this table today. Amen. We stand once again to sing our communion hymn number 494. Thank you.
this table. This is the Lord's table. So, here with the Lord and us. Agnes is welcome here. Eric is welcome here. You and I, we're welcome. On the night in which Jesus gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, delivered for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Let us pray. Oh God, at this table, this day, we give thanks for the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we proclaim here, Christ died the righteousness for all. Christ rose the resurrection for all. Christ will return the fulfillment for all. Pour out your Spirit now upon us, doing great things with this bread and this cup. We come empty that we may be filled. We come seeking the plenty of your grace. We come to take this broken bread to make us strong, so that we might be a healing presence to a world shattered by violence and despair. Longing for hope, we shall be satisfied with a cup of blessing and hope. Our lives overflowing with your love and compassion. Pouring ourselves out for the poor, the marginalized, the hurting of our time. And when all of our worrying hours have ended, when we are clothed in your mercy forever, we will gather with our sisters and brothers, our mouths filled with laughter, our hearts echoing glad songs of joy to you. Amen. Ministering in Christ's name, we share this word. Thank you. drink of this, so.
Now it's my privilege to call forth Kimberly. And she's going to stand here in front of me. And then I would like for all of the elders and the deacons who will be installed today to come and join around us. So all of you who are being installed this day. Don't be shy, come on up closer. Okay. This is a holy moment when someone comes to be ordained. Kimberly presents herself today to be ordained as an elder, spiritual leader of this congregation and for the world. Let us offer our prayers. Gracious and eternal God, with joy, we give you all thanks and praise. Throughout the ages, you have been faithful to your covenant people, whom you have called out of bondage and redeemed to be your own in every time and place. You have chosen servants from among your people to point the way. We are grateful for our ancestors in the faith, who followed without fear, placing their trust in you alone. We give you thanks for judges and monarchs who ruled in righteousness and peace. We praise you for prophets and apostles who spoke your bold words of mercy and of truth. We thank you for men and women in every age who have nurtured your people in faith and faithfulness. Above all, we praise you for Jesus Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life to set others free. Anointed by your Holy Spirit, he proclaimed your reign on earth, revealing your saving love in all that he said and did. Now it's customary for the one to be ordained to have hands placed upon them, blessing, to let the candidate know that we are all together in God's love and grace and ministry. So if you folks would come closer and either bless her or one another for this prayer of ordination. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon your servant Kimberly, whom you called through baptism as your own and marked as your own. Grant her the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. Give her a spirit of truthfulness that she may show the compassion of Christ in the actions of daily living and rightly govern your people. Give her the gifts of your Holy Spirit to build up the church, to strengthen the common life of your people, and to lead with compassion and vision. In the walk of faith and for the work of ministry, give to your servant, Kimberly, gladness and strength, discipline and hope, humility, humor, and courage, and an abiding sense of your presence. Amen. Kimberly, you are now an elder in the Church of Jesus Christ and for this congregation. Be faithful and true to your ministry, so that your whole life will bear witness to the crucified and risen Christ. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God. Now, for those who have come before you today, we will have a moment of installation. And so all of you together to be installed before us. I will ask you questions. Do you trust in Jesus Christ, your Savior, acknowledge Him Lord of all and head of the church, and through Him believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Do you? Do you accept the scriptures of the Old and New Testament to be by the Holy Spirit the unique and authoritative witness to Jesus Christ in the Church Universal and God's Word to you? Do you?
Do
you sincerely receive and accept the tenets of the Reformed faith expressed in the confessions? Do you? Will you fulfill your ministry in obedience to Jesus Christ under the authority of the Scripture and be continually guided by our confessions? Will you? Will you be governed by our church's polity and will you abide by its discipline? Will you be a friend among your colleagues in ministry, working with them, subject to the ordering of God's Word and Spirit? Will you? Will you, in your own life, seek to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, love your neighbors, and work for the reconciliation of the world? Will you? Do you promise to further the peace, unity, and purity of the church? Do you? Will you pray for and seek to serve the people with energy, intelligence, imagination, and love? Will you?
I will.
For those of you who will be elders, will you be a faithful elder, watching over the people, providing for their worship, nurture, and service? Will you share in governance and discipline, serving in councils of the church and in your ministry? Will you try to show the love and justice of Jesus Christ? Will you? And for the deacons, will you be a faithful deacon, teaching charity, urging concern, and directing the people's help to the friendless and those in need? And in your ministry, will you try to show the love and justice of Jesus Christ? Will you? And now for you, the congregation. Do we, the members of the church, accept these deacons and elders chosen by God through the voice of this church to lead us in the way of Jesus Christ? Do you?
We do.
Do you agree to encourage them to respect their decisions and to follow as they guide us in serving Jesus Christ, who alone is the head of the church? Do you?
We do.
Let us pray. God of grace, pour out your Holy Spirit upon these gathered here. May the deacons be faithful deacons in the church. Give them openness, leading that they may see and serve wherever there is a need. Train them in the school of prayer, that they may express the compassion of Christ for the poor. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon these elders, that they may be your faithful elders in the church. Give them prudence and sound judgment, wisdom and courage to order the life of the church in obedience to your word. Nourish them in the life of the Holy Spirit, that they may receive, exercise the ministry of discipline with humility and love. Amen. May God bless this church as its ministry continues in this time and place.
Thank you.
Our closing hymn is number 150, verses 1 and 4, and on the screen we rise together as we sing.
Thank you.
Let us bless one another as we go from this place. God's light is present in this world, present in the Christ child, born to lead us out of darkness, present in the star and in all that guides us to love.
God's light is in the world, and the darkness did not overcome it. God's grace is in the world, and our missteps will not overcome it. In Christ we are loved, we are forgiven.
Hallelujah. Amen.